So I know this is not in the program, but I think we are actually doing really good on time. So I'm going to throw in a bonus. I'm going to throw in a children's story. All right. Raise your hand if you're a child. If you're a child, raise your hand. We got lots of children in this corner. I should qualify. 14 and under would be considered children. Okay. But we have many children. Now, kids. By the way, does anyone know how long it took to build this church? I know some people have been here a long time. How long did it take to build this church? Anyone know? 2 years? Maybe there's not enough people here to know. But whatever the case, you know, kids these days, when we build a church like this, it takes maybe 6 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. Maybe 6 months is a little too fast. Probably the whole process takes about 2 years. But did you know, long time ago, when we call churches cathedrals are these amazing, large, they're not always big, but they're usually pretty nice churches. But did you know, a long time ago, it took some of those churches, some of those cathedrals, took over 100 years to build. Over how many years? Over 100 years to build. In fact, many of the workers who started building on those buildings, the building was not finished in their lifetime. But did you also know, when we go look at these churches in Europe and all around the world that are these cathedrals that are old, they're usually, no one actually knows who built them. As a worker, their names were never inscribed or etched into the walls. Sometimes we don't even know who the architect was. And you have to ask yourself the question, then why did they do it? Why did they sacrifice their time, their energy? And sure, some of them, they got paid, but really, there was a bigger motivation for a lot of them. You know what that was? They did it for God. There's a story of a builder, and he was a very skilled builder. And he was known for carving into wood beams. And kids, if you want to look up, you see those wooden things that go up and down? Those are the beams, right? And a long time ago, they made these beams very, very fancy. They were carved like angels and birds and crosses and all kinds of stuff into these beams. One day, as a worker was carving into these beams, a man came through visiting the church that was being built. And he recognized that as this worker was carving something into the beam, and as he looked down, he saw that the worker was carving a very fancy, very detailed beam of a bird into the beam. But he also recognized that this beam would eventually be covered up by something else. And curious, the visitor asked the worker, "Sir, why are you spending so much time carving a bird into this beam when at the end of the day, when this church is built, it's going to be covered up and no one's going to see your work?" And the worker simply responded, "Because God sees." You know what he meant by that? He meant he's not doing for people to see his great works. He wasn't doing it for the praises of people. He was doing it for God. When we serve God, whether in community service, in the church, for your parents, uncles, your pastors, you're not doing it for people. You're ultimately doing it for Jesus. I want you to remember that. When we serve, it's not for us to look good or to receive the praises of people. And that's nice. Affirmation was a big word for when people say thank you and appreciate you. That's great. But ultimately, remember, we're doing it for Jesus. So kids, at the end of the day, if you can discover, it'll be in my sermon. If you know what the longest chapter in the Bible is, I will give you something afterwards, all right? All right, let's start. Let's see.